I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Folks, the House of Representatives passed an Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. That's a fancy way of saying a bipartisan infrastructure bill, a once-in-a-generation investment that's going to create millions of jobs, modernize our infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, our broadband, a whole range of things, to turn the climate crisis into an opportunity. And it puts us on a path to win the economic competition of the 21st century that we face with China and other large countries and the rest of the world. It's going to create more jobs, good-paying jobs, union jobs that can't be outsourced, and they're going to transform our transportation system with the most significant investments in passenger rail, the most significant investment in 50 years, in roads and bridges, the most significant investment in 70 years, and more investment in public transit than we've ever, ever made, period. It's going to modernize our ports and our airports. I'm going to be going to some of our ports next week. And the freight rail, increasing that as a reason. I mean, look, we have bottlenecks across the country. We're doing so much with this legislation. It's going to make it easier for companies to get goods to market more quickly and reduce supply chains, bottlenecks, and for decades to come. You know, and according to economists, this is going to be ease inflationary pressure, not increase it, ease inflationary pressures by lowering costs for working families. It's going to create jobs replacing lead water pipes. So every American, every child can drink clean water, improving their health and putting plumbers and pipe fitters to work. How long have we been talking about that? It's a gigantic issue. Jobs, making high-speed internet affordable and available everywhere in America. And you heard me say this before, but I apologize for repeating myself, but no parent should have to sit in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant so their child can do their homework because they have no internet connection except to go off of what's going on and with that internet connection from the fast food restaurant. This is going to make significant historic strides to take on the climate crisis. We're going to build out the first ever national network of charging stations all across the country, over 500,000 of them. So that you can make a real, and you know, auto companies are made a commitment that we're going to make 50% of vehicles electric by 2030. So you'll be able to go across the whole darn country, from East Coast to West Coast, just like you can stop at gas stations now. These charging stations will be available. We'll get America off the sidelines on manufacturing of solar panels, wind turbines, battery storage, energy and power for electric vehicles, from school buses to automobiles. And it will reward companies for paying good wages and for getting materials for their products from right here in America. And America exporting and providing the rest of the world with these technologies that are generated here in the United States as we go green around the world. It also makes historic investments in environmental cleanup and remediation. It builds up our resilience against superstorms and droughts and wildfires, hurricanes, you know. You've heard me say it again. I apologize for repeating myself, but $99 billion in losses last year because of climate crises. Not in America. $99 billion it cost the taxpayers of America. It represents a blinking red code out there for our nation. Vice President Harris and I look forward to having a formal signing ceremony for this bipartisan infrastructure soon. But we're looking more forward to having shovels in the ground to begin rebuilding America. And for all of you at home who feel left behind and forgotten in an economy that's changing so rapidly, this bill is for you. The vast majority of the thousands of jobs that will be created don't require a college degree. There'll be jobs in every part of the country, red states, blue states, cities, small towns, rural communities, tribal communities. This is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, and it's long overdue. I'm also proud that the House took a big step forward to pass my Build Back Better Act, which for the week of November 15th, they're going to be taking up. They went through the procedural mechanisms to assure that occurs. Let me be clear. We will pass this in the House, and we'll pass it in the Senate. The Build Back Better Act will be a once-in-a-generation investment in our people, getting America back to work by reducing the cost of child care and elder care, and getting millions of women back in the job who have to stay home because they cannot afford the child care or the health care for their parents. providing universal pre-K for every 3- and 4-year-old child in America, and increasing their academic achievement potential significantly, making healthcare more affordable, lowering prescription drug costs. The tax cuts for working people in the middle class so that folks have just a little, as my, I know you're tired of hearing me say it, my dad used to always say, as a middle class guy, we just need a little breathing room, a little breathing room. It's going to reduce child poverty in this country, by the way, by 50%. We're already on track to do that with the child tax credit we passed in our last piece of legislation. And this bill is fiscally responsible. That's a fancy way of saying it's fully paid for. It doesn't raise the deficit by a single penny. And it actually reduces the deficit, according to the leading economists in this country, over the long term. And it's paid for by making sure that the wealthiest Americans, the biggest corporations, begin to pay their fair share. Again, you've heard me say it 100 times. Why should 40 or 55 corporations made over $40 billion in the last couple of years, why should they pay zero in tax? I said, I'm a capitalist. I'm not a socialist. But the bottom line is everybody should pay their fair share. Zero in taxes? Come on. And so, and keep my campaign commitment, it does not raise a single penny in tax for anyone making less than $400,000 a year. Say it again. Folks, no matter what they tell you, you're going to find out. This will not affect your taxes one little bit and having to pay a penny more if you make less than $400,000 a year. Independent experts have concluded that these bills are the highest value investments that we can make to grow the economy. It's going to create millions of jobs, increase productivity and wages, and reduce costs, and generate significant and historic economic growth. Thank you all so very much.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.